Welcome to another episode of the Coach Brittany Nicole podcast. My name is Brittany Nicole. I'm a life coach and I train women who are recovering from abuse to reclaim their power. Today we're talking about a topic near and dear to my heart. I found myself one day watching What's Love Got to Do with It? It's the Tina Turner story. And I was asked if I was watching it because I felt I was being abused. Let me tell you why I say this. There is this perception that I have experienced and that I have heard from other women in similar scenarios that if you project strength of character, that works against you when speaking out about abuse. So I'm going to offer some validation to my strong women today and explore how, yes, even capable, smart, successful, powerful women can still experience abuse. And keep in mind, I'm going to be speaking anecdotally here. I usually like to have like a scientific approach to things, but this is mostly my experience and my, I come from a lineage of strong women. I am speaking from knowing a lot of strong, capable, successful women, and there are some shadow commonalities in our personalities that I can't unsee. For example, high performing. With the tendency to overfunction, though, tend to be highly productive. We also tend to have a lot of shame around rest and taking breaks. Formidable in presence. Like you walk in a room, you see this woman. But she also tends to have a penchant for perfectionism. So I guess the question I am posing is, what makes a strong woman? And I guess also, what makes a strong woman strong? I have to say, I'm using the phrase strong woman colloquially because I hope you get the archetype I mean when I say that, but what I'm talking about specifically is the woman who maybe she's type A, leaning, you know, high performing, gets a lot of stuff done, can do anything, authoritative even. Everything about her seems intentional and purposeful and calculated. And we don't feel bad for her. We don't. She's resilient and she doesn't seem to need to be in need of protection. But I think if you sat down and had a conversation with her and got to know what drives her, you find she may be operating out of survival. She may be overcompensating due to some perceived inadequacy. She may be keeping herself busy to cope with the struggle that you can't see. And while the world might not know her weakness, her intimate partner most certainly does. And that's how, you know, you have someone who seems to be invulnerable, except to someone who knows exactly where she's vulnerable. So if this sounds like your life, you may be experiencing the following. Having your traits, talents, skills, accomplishments, beauty, chronically diminished. Attempts to sabotage your efforts to do anything good for yourself by distracting you or starting arguments. Undermining areas where you feel confident with passive-aggressive, cutting remarks, depending financially on you while also criticizing your work efforts, making your strengths seem like a character flaw. This is my personal favorite here. Gotta love the old masculine insult thrown at ambitious women. And so you probably live in a duality, right? Where the outside world thinks you're great, amazing. And you come home and nothing you do is good enough. And you do a lot, I bet. You probably do everything. It's sad. It's very lonely. It's very confusing and invalidating. And living in an environment of constant rejection, no matter what areas you may be perceived to be strong in or confident in, living in an environment of constant rejection lowers your self-esteem, especially when it's coming from someone you believe loves you. It's very damaging, even if you're strong as hell. A healthy partner should encourage and support your growth, not be threatened by it. A healthy partner should not expect you to be on your knees so they can feel tall. There's this dynamic where you're almost treated like the resented mother, heavily relied upon, overly relied upon, I would even say, yet at the same time, resented for, and I am doing this in the most air quotey quote of quotes I can possibly muster on this microphone, being emasculating. That word means undermining or diminishing a person's sense of masculinity, often resulting in feelings of powerlessness, humiliation, or loss of self-esteem. That is not a judgment on you. It is merely a confession. That is basically your abuser saying, I feel humiliated by my own powerlessness. I don't feel connected to my own sense of masculinity, and because I can't take accountability for my ineptitude, it's your fault, mommy. It hurts. It's confusing. But don't buy it. It isn't true. And don't shrink either. I recently did an exercise where I created a timeline of all the important events in my life, good and bad. And what was clear to me is that the moments where I chose to invest in myself, whether it was by going to therapy, by starting to take dance class again, by taking education and the proper steps I needed to advance my career, by investing in a coach, those were the shifts that I needed in my mindset to contribute to my sense of self-worth. Do not stop growing because your growth is not appreciated. Do not shrink because your expansion is threatening. No being can emasculate another being by being. I'm gonna say that again because I liked it. No being can emasculate another being by being. You cannot emasculate someone with your presence. You cannot emasculate someone by existing. You cannot emasculate someone by holding yourself to a higher standard than they hold for their own life. A part of overcoming and recovering from emotional and psychological abuse is being able to identify these toxic, deleterious thoughts that are installed in your mind that are working against you. This is how it affects the strong woman, quote unquote, is her strength is a flaw. It's a character flaw. It's something that she needs to not be. It's something that she needs to not do. She needs to be less. It's an attack on her identity. It makes her ashamed of what is good about her. It makes her ashamed of what is celebrated about her. There's no quick fix for this. I'm not going to lie to you. But I'm going to tell you one thing that will probably need to happen in your life, and I'm sure will make a difference. Uplevel your circle. Surround yourself with more people who are focused on growth and expansion as well, so that even if in your home, you are under constant attack, you have other sources of support to contribute to your self-esteem. I'm not someone who believes that self-esteem is an entirely personal job. It is in part. part of having a good esteem of yourself is being able to identify your strengths, identify your limitations, and be able to leverage your strengths and work with and bolster your limitations, and having an adequate assessment of yourself. But we live in the world, and we're people, and we're wired for connection. So some of our self-esteem is going to come from feedback from other human beings. And when the feedback that you're constantly getting from your intimate partner is that no matter how much you're doing, it's not enough. If you can't get yourself out of that situation immediately, then you have to bolster that with positive external feedback from other people who can validate and support and encourage you freely, consistently, and without burden. So that's my two cents for today. I want to thank you for joining me on the Coach Brittany Nicole podcast today. And remember, healing is a journey. And even though it can be truly lonely sometimes, you are not alone. Now, if you want weekly insights from me, you can join my free online community at coachbrittanynicoleweekly.com. And if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably where I have been before, looking for solutions, wanting to make changes in your life, and not exactly sure how, or maybe not even sure if that's even possible for you. I understand. I get it. I've been there, and I can support you. So visit coachbrittanynicole.com, my website, to find out more about my training methodology and to schedule a 30-minute breakthrough session with me. Until next time, take care of yourself and keep going.